When Dr. Sinsky came into possession of it early, we panicked and took action, trying to recover it in accordance with our client's wishes. Sinsky looked at Langdon.
I didn't have much hope of understanding the map in time, so I recruited you to help me. Are you remembering any of this now?
Langdon shook his head.
We flew you quietly to Florence, where you had made an appointment with someone you thought could help.
Ignazio Busoni.
You met with him last night, Sinsky said, and then you disappeared. We thought something had happened to you.
And in fact, the provost said, something did happen to you. In an effort to recover the projector, we had an agent of mine named Vianta tell you from the airport. She lost you somewhere around the Piazza della Signoria. He scowled. Losing you was a critical error, and Vianta had the nerve to blame it on a bird. I'm sorry? A cooing dove. By Vianta's account, she was in perfect position watching you from a darkened alcove when a group of tourists passed. She said a dove suddenly cooed loudly from a window box over her head, causing the tourists to stop and block Vianta in. By the time she could slip back into the alley, you were gone. He shook his head in disgust. Anyway, she lost you for several hours. Finally, she picked up your trail again, and by this time you had been joined by another man.
Ignazio, Langdon thought. He and I must have been exiting the Palazzo Vecchio with the mask.
She successfully tailed you both in the direction of the Piazza della Signoria, but the two of you apparently saw her and decided to flee, going in separate directions.
That makes sense, Langdon thought. Ignazio fled with the mask and hid it in the baptistry before he had a heart attack.
Then, Vianta made a terrible mistake, the provost said.
She shot me in the head?
No, she revealed herself too early. She pulled you in for interrogation before you actually knew anything. We needed to know if you had deciphered the map or told Dr. Sinsky what she needed to know. You refused to say a word. You said you would die first.
I was looking for a deadly plague. I probably thought you were mercenaries looking to obtain a biological weapon.
The ship's massive engine suddenly shifted into reverse, slowing the vessel as it neared the loading dock for the airport. In the distance, Langdon could see the nondescript hull of a C-130 transport plane fueling. The fuselage bore the inscription, World Health Organization. At that moment, Bruder arrived, his expression grim.
I've just learned that the only qualified response team within 5 hours of the site is us, which means we're on our own.
Sinsky slumped.
Coordination with local authorities?
Bruder looked wary.